Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 10, and the name of my podcast is The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. I want to offer encouragement and hope to those who've experienced wounds from emotional and spiritual hurt or trauma, especially when it has come from church hurt. I want to share things that have helped me in my journey and let people know that there can be complete healing. I believe that God offers amazing love, joy, and peace for the life that He created for us. In the last three episodes, I've discussed a concept that has been helpful to me. It is the principle that everyone is desperately insecure. I first learned about it from Chip Ingram, who has a radio ministry called Living on the Edge. I want to continue that discussion in this episode. When we really understand that everyone is desperately insecure, it changes how we interact with others. It changes how we process their words, how we relate to them, how we think about them, and how we think about ourselves. This becomes especially significant in regard to those who have caused us to experience church hurt. We no longer have to feel intimidated or controlled by people who are just acting out of their own desperate insecurity. But I admit that this is not always easy to do. The people that caused our biggest wounds were often the ones that we looked up to the most. However, I encourage everyone to look at things through different eyes. The next step is to start to deal with our own desperate insecurity. God has provided a way to help us in that process. I discussed in the last episode that the source of everyone's desperate insecurity is sin in the world that started with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. The whole message of good news in the Bible is God's help with our desperate insecurity. It's why Jesus came to earth. It's why He lived the life He did, teaching and treating people according to God's plan of redemption. It's why He died and rose again so that our sin would no longer separate us from God. Overcoming desperate insecurity comes about with a transformed life, as Paul describes in Romans. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. In Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, the key to being transformed from a person living as desperately insecure to one living according to God's plan is a change in thinking. Paul says that God's will for us is good and pleasing and perfect. And we are changed by giving our bodies, surrendering our entire lives to God, which He will find acceptable. So what does it look like to change the way we think? Chip Ingram says that it should be marked by authenticity. He notes that the first sin recorded in the early church in Acts chapter 5 was hypocrisy, which is the opposite of authenticity. And God dealt with it harshly. This means that God's true followers should be real before Him and other people. There's no more need to act like you have it all together when you really don't, and no need to be afraid of who people think you are, because you are living for God and His will. Paul also wrote that changing the way we think means focusing on different things. He writes in Philippians 4, 8 and 9, "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing." And then in Romans 8, 5 and 6, "Those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit, because letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace." Paul also describes the process of transformation this way in 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled or uncovered faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is Spirit." The result, then, of dealing with our own desperate insecurity and doing it God's way is that we have a new way of life that is marked by focusing on the things of God rather than the world, of having freedom, and of knowing God and Jesus Christ in a personal, intimate way, just like Adam and Eve did before their sin. And this is different for those still living with their desperate insecurity and causing much of the wounds from church hurt. It can be seen as the difference between knowing about God and knowing God in a personal relationship. And I want to conclude with this description that was posted by Yasmin Suri. She writes, "There are two types of people I always meet inside of Christianity. There's a difference between head knowledge and supernatural heart transformation. They are 18 inches apart. People who truly encounter Jesus are different. Their heart is soft. They are changed. They are humble, gentle, giving, loving, and kind. They talk about Jesus in a special way. They weep over their sins. People who have head knowledge and even memorize some scripture are hard. They are religious, but they have no inward transformation. They're tough, judgmental, rough, and cold. They don't know Jesus, and they hardly bring Him up or talk about what He is showing them. Meanwhile, quoting Scripture. No personal relationship. They lack empathy." Boy, it seems to be getting clearer as we approach the end of all things. So I can summarize this by saying that those who know Jesus in a personal manner are on the way to healing the wounds of church hurt, while only knowing about Him will not lead to any sort of true healing. Surrender to Him and see what He does. Thank you for listening, and I invite you to join me again for another episode of The Way Up.